Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mori, Sukiona, and Mars Chana. Should have her for Shleim Abasoch, Sha'ar Chole Yisrael, Vikulanu Nivashat Shuas Olamim. We're going to be learning Mitzvah Kuf Samach Aleph in the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam, based on the amazing Sefer Drishas Pikudecha of Hagon Rav Rafala Kohen Kunzler Shlita. Writes the Rambam, Hisha Tzivanu Lisbor, Miktiras HaOmer, Tisha Varboim Yom, Vuomer Yisalu, Svartim Lochem, Mimachras HaShabbos, etc. So we are commanded to count from the cutting of the Omer 49 days. And that's what the Torah says, you should count from the day after Shabbos. Kachayv kol echad vechad, Mimenu limnos yimei HaOmer, Yom Yom, Shavua Shavua, Shehu Amar, Tisbru Chamishim Yom, Varma Shiva Shavuos, Tisbru Lach. So you have this mitzvah to count 49 days. It says count from second day of Pesach. Everybody has to count days and weeks, because it says count 50 days and 7 weeks. And just like the counting the years in Shemitah is one mitzvah till Yovel, so too Sfiras HaOmer is one mitzvah. So we see in the Rambam that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is to count the days with the weeks, and that's what, based on what it says in Shavuot and in Menachos, and of Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, Abayi says mitzvah l'mimnei yomi, a mitzvah l'mimnei shavuot. And so he paskins mefurish and tmidu musafim perek zayin ayin sham. However, it would appear that's not so pashut, because in the minyan mitzvah shelifnei hilchos tmidu musafim, the Rambam writes, Lispor kol ish v'ish shiva shavuos miyom akrovas haomer. That everybody should count, every man should count, every person should count 7 weeks from the day of akrovas haomer. So here the Rambam only mentions the weeks. He doesn't mention counting the day, so we have to understand why the weeks are not the days. Another ha'ara is in Hilchos Tamidim Musaf in Perek Zayin Halacha Chaf Beis. There the Rambam says, Mitzvah Se'aseh Lispor Shava Shabbos is Tamimos miyom havas haomer shenamor sfartim lechem yimachritz haShabbos. So here he says that there's a mitzvah essay to count 7 full weeks from the day of the bringing of the Omer. It says 7 weeks you should count from second day of Pesach, from after the first day, Machrit Shabbos, Shabbos is the first day of Pesach, and it's a mitzvah to count the days with the weeks. Shenamar Tisbru Chamishim Yom, etc. So here the Rambam does write the mitzvah to count the weeks. So we have that sometimes the Rambam says weeks, sometimes the Rambam doesn't say weeks. Here the Rambam starts and he says, Mitzvah Lispor Sheva Shabbosos Tumimos. He starts with the weeks. And only afterwards he says, oh, and you also have to, that's Sheva Shabbosos means 7 weeks. And then afterwards the Rambam says, you have to count the days with the weeks. So it would appear from this that the Rambam holds that the Ikra mitzvah is to count the weeks. Just as another requirement, they also have to count the days, but that's not like it seems from the Gemara. First of all, the Gemara Menachos says that a Maimar would count the days and he'd count the weeks, because he said he would count the days and he wouldn't count the weeks, because he said it's Zeichel LeMikdash. Rashi says Zeichel LeMikdash Ba'alma, it's only Zeichel LeMikdash, so it's enough just to count days. So L'chor, we see from this that the Ikra minyan, or what it's pasha to count is the days, and therefore b'zman hazeh, that the sphere is only b'shem zeichel l'mikdash, it's enough to count the days, and we don't need to count the weeks. And it's not like the mashmos of the Rambam, who opens up the mitzvah and he says that with the shavuos first he mentions the weeks, and only afterwards he mentions the days with the weeks. Another ha'ara is the mitzvah, the Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Tani de Beirav Shmuel Amr Torah Menei Amim Kadesh Chodesh, it says count days and sanctify the month, etc. And the Gemara says, Atu atzeres yomei maninan shvui lo maninan. What? Atzeres, we count the days, we don't count the weeks. Farmer mitzvah l'mimnei yom mitzvah l'mimnei shvui. It says, how can you just say you count days till shvus? Meir says you count weeks also in addition to days. So we see from the Gemara that the minyan hayamim is a milsa de pshita, and minyan hashvuis we have to prove from that Abaye says mitzvah l'mimnei shvui. So we see that the minyan hayamim is the pshita. On top of that is a chiddush that you have to count the weeks, but the minyan of the days is a davar pashut. And the kasha, the chiddush of the Gemara, is that you even have to count weeks, and that's not like the mashmos of the Rambam, who seems to say that the ikar is the weeks. So it appears as follows. It says in the lashon of the Rif at the end of Maseches Pesachim, "Mochayve lemimne yomi deshiva shvuei." You have to count the days of the 7 weeks. So it's meduyik b'dvarav that the mitzvah is not merely to count 50 days, but rather the mitzvah is to count the days of the 7 weeks. So it would appear pashut that he doesn't only mean to say that you have to count the days during the course of the 7 weeks, but rather that's the etzem ha-mitzvah, to count the days of the 7 weeks. The explanation is that the time between Pesach and Atzeres is a specific tkufa of 7 weeks. And this tkufa of 7 weeks has to be counted, and that's what he writes, that you have to count the days of these seven weeks, such that it would appear from the Rif that there are two inyanim in Sfiras HaOmer. One, there's a zman misuyam, there's a specific time that has to be counted, and then it was also taught that how we should count, and that's by minyan hayamim. You count the days of these 7 weeks. You count these 7 weeks. What do you count? The 7 weeks. How do you count them? By counting the days. You have to count the days, and of what? Of the 7 weeks, that the 7 weeks are counted. So it would appear that it's an open pasuk in Parshas Amor. It says, "Svartim lechem machatz haShabbos haShavu Shabbos haTmimus Tiyena ad machatz haShabbos haShviyis Titzbru Chamishim Yom." So that Sheva Shabbos haTmimus Tiyena is not referring to the mitzvah of counting the weeks. As we're going to explain, that the minyan of the weeks is learned in the Gemara and learned in the Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, Sheva Shavuos Tispor Lach. So what's the Kefil of Sphere? Why does it say over here the days and then the weeks? So the answer is, like the Rif says, that there's a din that this time should be counted. How should it be counted? By counting the days. In other words, these 7 weeks have to be counted. How do you count them? You count them by counting the days. So it's not, the Torah is here not telling us that it's a mitzvah to count the weeks. That's learned in Parshas Re'eh. But here this pasuk in Parshas Amor is telling us to count the days. The days of what? Of these 7 weeks. These 7 weeks have to be counted. So after these 7 weeks, we have a holiday. What's the holiday called? Shavuos, weeks. Why is it called Shavuos, weeks? Call it Yamim. And we also count days, we don't just count weeks. So it would appear, like we said, that we count the 7 weeks, is the 7 weeks are what requires counting. You have to count these 7 weeks, and that's why it's called Shavuos. Ein achinami, the way you count these 7 weeks is by counting the days. But that's not why we have this name of weeks. Weeks is not because you count the days, it's because these 7 weeks have to be counted. And it seems to be in the Gemara already, because it says in the Gemara, Menei amim b'kadesh atzeres, machodesh l'minuyev, avatzeres l'minuyev, ema atzeres chad yoma, amar rava, atu atzeres yoma maninan, shvua lo maninan, ve'od chag shvuas ksiv. So it says to count the days and then to have Rosh Chodesh. So just like Rosh Chodesh, the Zman of the Karbanos is Laminuyav, one of the days that you're counting. So to Atzeres, the time of the Karbanos of Shavuos is Laminuyav, one of the weeks in which you counted. In other words, the Havasa is the Havasa Karbanos. The Gemara here is proving, as we saw in a recent shir, the Gemara here is proving that you have a whole week to bring their Karbanos. Rosh Chodesh, you have one day, the day of Rosh Chodesh. But Shavuos, you have the whole week, because you're counting weeks. So too, it can be brought, you have Tashlumin for the whole week. So now the Gemara asks, Ema Tzeres Chad Yoma, since you count Yamim, so it says Tisbru Chamishim Yom. And it doesn't have tashlumin, so it doesn't have tashlumin. Answers the Gemara, Atu Atzeres, you only count days for Atzeres, you also count weeks. Mitzvah l'miniyom, mitzvah l'mini shavuot. Ve'od, another raya, Chag Shavuos k'siv. The whole holiday is called Shavuos. Vur lehedya, that atzeres is talui b'minyan of shvuos, of weeks. Even if there wouldn't be a minyan, a mitzvah to count the weeks, because first it says, hey, you're also counting the weeks. And then it says, hey, the holiday is called shvuos. So even if there were no mitzvah to count the weeks, it would still be called shvuos. That's a separate raya. And what do we learn from this raya? That the days that we're counting are days of these weeks. We have to be counting these 7 weeks. So that's lahedia, like we've been explaining, that the mitzvah is to count the days of what, of these 7 weeks. So it would appear that the Rambam b'psicha l'tmidim musafim, who is koveh the mitzvah lispor sheva shavuos, and he doesn't mention at all the yamim, can be understood very well, because we said that included in the mitzvah sfira is the time that's counted, and then there's how we count. And that's Pasha Lekulei Alma, that what's counted is the 7 weeks. How do you count these 7 weeks? You count them with the days. So, when the how to count, the other Rambam Musamech already writes in the Halachas that you count the days. But here the Rambam is telling us what the Etzem Mitzvah is. The Etzem Mitzvah is to count these 7 weeks. And in Tamidim Musaf, we also can understand what he said there, because in Halacha Chav Beis, the Rambam writes, Mitzvah Seseh Lispor Sheva Shavuos V'yam Avas Omer Shenem Resfaratim Lachamim Machos HaShabbos. So he starts off that you count 7 weeks with weeks, and then he goes on to the days. But we should note that the Rambam says it's a mitzvah to count 7 weeks, sheva shabbosos, and then he concludes with the pasuk v'sfarati l'chamas machos shabbos sheva shabbosos. Now the din that you have to count the weeks, we learn the parshas way from sheva shavuos tispor lach, as we mentioned earlier, that it's learned from the pasuk in Re'eh that you have to count 7 weeks. So why does the Rambam here bring the pasuk that we don't learn from? It's also mefarshed like that in Chagiga and so too in the Sefer HaMitzvos here. It's from sheva shavuos tispor lach. But why in the Chibur, in the Yad, the Rambam brings the Pasuk in Parshas Amor? So it would appear Pashut that the Rambam is not telling us here that you have to count the weeks. The Rambam is telling us, like we explained in the Psicha Tzumtmidim Musafim, what's the Etzem of Husa Mitzvah, what's the essence of the Mitzvah? That there's a Zman, there's a Tkufa Mesuyemes, there's a certain period that has to be counted. And that's learned from the Pasuk of Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tiyana. That Tkufa has to be counted. In a Parshas Re'eh, we're learning something else. We're learning how to count. You learn to count weeks. But the etzem tkufa that has to be counted, that's these 7 weeks, that's learned in Parshas Emor. So we understand why the Rambam opens up, and he starts off with the Sheva Shabbosos before he mentions the days. Because Ein Achinami, the Ikar Mehusa Mitzvah, is to count these 7 weeks, like he writes in the Psicha. And afterwards he's Mamshich, and he continues, and he tells us what's the Tzuras HaSfira, by counting days and counting weeks. So everything stems beautifully. That's why the Rambam begins. He opens up. There's a mitzvah to count these Sheva Shabbosos, these 7 weeks, like we have in Parshas Amor. And he tells us, well, how exactly do you count? You count the days and the weeks. But these 7 weeks have to be counted. So, Emirat Hashem, in the next shiur, I hope we have more to explain in these inyanim, and a lot more to explain. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us life, and Simchas Chaim, and Bracha. Amen, be amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.